T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Putting a pause on the Saints conversation for a second or two. Ali Cosell joining us now, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrites.com. And Ali, I heard a report today that kind of caught me off guard, but I want you to be able to tell me if it's nonsense or if it's real. But the report says that the Pelicans are interested in trading for Kevin Durant, and they listed 4 players, one of them being Brandon Ingram and 3 others that I forgot the names of. But is that accurate? Is that report accurate?
No, it's really not, and it hasn't been for some time, to where if you hear Brandon Ingram's name, it's not legitimate. The Pelicans aren't going to be trading him away. I do know the Pelicans, just like pretty much any team, Christian, are interested in getting Kevin Durant, but, you know, for, you know, cents on the dollar, right?
Of course.
They don't want to trade, right, Brandon Ingram or somebody else, though. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know why these stories keep coming out. Seemingly it's been for the last 6 weeks or something like that, but now, I think the Pelicans are committed, right, to Zion, which obviously they can't even trade right now, and Brandon Ingram, their future. As for other guys, they would deal them, but, of course, the Nets are looking for more than just, you know, some guys like, say, Herb Jones and future draft picks.
Okay, so you mentioned that they're interested in Kevin Durant. Who wouldn't be, right? So what would be,
right,
in Ollie's mind, and also just in fairness, what would be a trade you could live with? Assets that you would be willing to lose?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You got to get up to the salary. So, obviously, Brandon Ingram is and C.J. McCollum make the most on this Pelicans team. So, if you're not trading Brandon Ingram, by default, almost C.J. McCollum has to go. And then you still have to add a couple more guys, making enough salary to where you can make the trade legal. And then on top of that, you need to throw in a bunch of talent. So, honestly, it'd be like 5-6 guys you would probably have to deal away just to get one back. And you know, even then, I know that Kevin Durant's one of the best players we've ever seen. But I'll tell you what, just decimating this team just doesn't make any sense to me. So, say it's Valanciunas and several other guys, or C.J. McCollum and several other guys. Yeah, you can talk about this, but I'll tell you what, the Nets wouldn't go for it. So, we might as well just not even play that game of charade.
Now, Ollie, what I don't understand, it seems like as of late, you look at James Harden, you look at Kevin Durant, that they have a contract and that, I don't know, they want to be happy in their mind, so they're not going to honor that contract with that particular team. Like, you know, when you play hardball with an organization, say, well, no, we're not trading you. Well, you have to play here. You have a contract. But it seems like more than any other league that the NBA controls the league. I mean, the players control the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been like that for, you know, a good bit now, like the last 10 or so years. Where honestly the best stars, you know, the best players, I should say, the stars, the say top 10, top 15, top 20, they really do dictate, right, where they play, who they want to play with, and whatever allowances they ask for from teams. It's been like that for a while. I mean, I remember hearing back 10 years or so ago to when LeBron James was still with Cleveland, and he would fly, you know, on separate flights or be the guy that was allowed to bring additional family members on team flights when other players were not. You know, so that kind of just became the standard operating procedure, right, for stars in this league. And, you know, those allowances have just gotten bigger and better over the years from their perspective. And, yeah, it's not a good thing per se, but it's hard to argue, right? If you think about any other kind of business, to where if you're the best of the best, well, guess what? You can ask for pretty much anything you want because you're that rare breed that can do a certain thing that's very rare, right, in this world. So that's what these NBA players are, and they're just taking advantage, right, of a system that we've seen in America and other businesses work elsewhere.
Now, Ollie, when you look at obviously major market in Brooklyn, that's New York, then you got the Lakers. When you look at where they're at, and obviously LeBron and Kevin Durant, and you know, you're talking about those players trying to control what's going to come about in the future. But isn't it, especially with the Lakers, you know, I guess they'd want the Lakers and the Knicks to always be relevant. Does that play a part in the NBA as far as the future popularity where, I mean, I'm just saying this, they'd much rather, let's say, like the Knicks or Lakers be relevant than the Grizzlies and the Pels?
Well, that's what I think, you know, I think even going up to the commissioner would like to see, right? The big markets being competitive to where you're feeding those massive fan bases, you know, a good product to where they're going to tune in that much more. Because let's face it, when you have that big fan base and they're engaged, they're spending more money than anybody else, right?
Right.
So it just makes sense, right, for the sports popularity, for the merchants, you name it, any kind of business partners, for them to be successful. But here's the thing, though. It seems like when you're – first of all, when you're these big markets, they haven't had success in a long time. I mean, the Knicks especially. I can't remember the last time they were considered winners. But then when you also – let these players now have all this power and all this authority, you're also giving them decision-making, right? So think of L.A., what you just mentioned, right, and LeBron James. I know that they won that championship in the bubble, but think about all those bad personnel decisions they've made before and since, but especially since. You're getting these players having a lot of input on deciding on these teams, and guess what? It's really not working. And it's kind of rare, right, to where you see a good player, or I mean a great player, like a superstar, go somewhere, help build a team, and for that team to be successful and win championship, you can't really even name just a single team to where that's happened, right? So,
right.
I don't like it. Honestly, I don't like this trend. I'm hoping this trend will die just simply because of what we've seen, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough call. Let's face it. Look, there's 30 teams in the league. There's a handful of markets that are always going to be bigger and better simply because of the draw they have. As far as having these players single-handedly dictate terms, I hope that's going to become a thing of the past because it just hasn't worked out at all for anybody, for the organization or for the player himself.
Now, Ollie, what right now, because we're so into, you know, the Saints training camp, getting ready to kick off the season and preseason, and just around the corner for the Pels also, what are like NBA players, in particular the Pels players, what are they doing right now in August? Is this downtime for them because you had the summer league and then you got training camp coming up and obviously the handful of preseason games before you start the regular season? Is this like the month you would say that is truly the down month for the NBA?
No, actually it's not.
Okay.
The down month is that first month. So when the season ends, whenever it's, say, if you don't make the playoffs and okay, the regular season ends, it's that first month. So it could be all the way back as far as May. But since the Pelicans made the playoffs this year, it was likely June. But since that time, they've been working. And I know from people I've talked to, they've been working hard in their games, their bodies, getting their bodies conditioned in terms of eating correctly. So now they're kind of hitting a peak to where their off-season training, they're at a level to where they're almost ready to enter training camp. And we're going to start seeing that because I know a few of them, like Najee Marshall, for instance, has a clinic this week. But once they get past these next week or two, they're going to get together. And we're going to start hearing about these informal workouts before training camp starts because these guys are gearing up for the next season. So, no, August for a lot of NBA players, this is a peak time of getting your bodies ready for the start of the season. All those vacations and
right,
eating whatever you wanted for a few weeks, that happened weeks ago.
Now, Ollie, you say eating whatever you want, but I think it has to be a lifestyle year-round for Zion, right? I don't know if he ever can take off, considering what we're expecting from him. So when will you get your first look-see on Zion and seeing where he's at heading into this season?
Yeah, well, remember, we saw Zion as soon as July pretty much hit, right? We saw
right,
him sign that extension. So he looked good then, and I've just been hearing nothing but good things since. To where this guy's really sticking to a diet. I talked to a chef a couple of weeks ago, his personal chef, and he told me that he's not even allowed cheat days, right, Zion? So that's rare. Usually you allow one of these athletes a cheat day once a week because they're eating so religiously for the other 6 days. But no, Zion doesn't even have that. So I'm expecting Zion, honestly, to look better than he ever has in the NBA uniform, right? I know when he came out of Duke, he looked pretty good, but then he injured, you know, his knee right away. And he never looked like that player we saw in Duke. I'm thinking we're going to finally see kind of the guy that we saw at Duke, to where not only on offense he was great,
but on defense,
right? He had all that energy. So I'm hoping that's who we see in about another month, month and a half's time.
Yeah, Ollie, that's what I wanted to ask you also, because to me, I've been, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but I guess he was, to me, sometimes as of late, even when he was doing awesome on offense, he seems like he was a liability at times on defense. Do you think that aspect of his game was improved? You know, whether it's, you know, rebounding or just out and out playing defense, blocking shots, whatever it might be, it just seems like I want to see an uptick there, because he was a monster on offense, but not so much defensively.
Yeah, Bobby, he's been generational on offense since coming in the league, but defensively, it's been anything but. And especially, I want to say, under Stan Van Gundy, both he and Brandon Ingram were honestly flat-out liabilities out there on the court, to where whoever they were guarding, or whether it came just to doing team concepts, doing the proper rotations and such, there was a lot of breakdowns, and you could point your finger at oftentimes at both of those guys. Well, I think that's going to be a thing of a past, just like it was with B.I. last season, right? B.I.
Right.
took so many steps forward last year. It wasn't just, you know, there goes ISO ball, I'm going to play within a team concept, but also defensively. I saw multiple efforts out of B.I. where he really gave a damn defensively, going up for rebounds, contested rebounds. I think we're going to see the exact same thing with Zion, because Willie Green is now the coach. He can get to these guys. On top of that, this team is filled with guys that just want to play with each other, to where, you know, under Stan Van Gundy, they didn't have that group in the locker room. They do now. So I think, without a doubt, Zion's going to just want to perform well everywhere and every minute he's out there on the court, just like we saw out of Ingram last year.
Ollie Gosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrights.com. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Ollie.
Yep. Have a good night, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, right. Ollie. Appreciate it. We'll step away and come back. K-Dog's Dogs is next. We'll also sound from Saints training camp. Sound from training camp, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.